And it's just beautiful. I love it. And the more we plug in and the more we realize that the people we're meeting are placed perfectly in our path to help us and support us as we move into greatness. I just love it. I love it. And Thursday is rapidly becoming a favorite day as we have a new trainer that's been blessing us and someone who really gets it and is really connecting and channeling and downloading, and you call it what you want, but super inspired. And, you know, I watched her go from really not cycling a whole lot to cycling a whole lot in the world, in the words of Isagenix, and bringing in a lot of abundance into her life and her family's life. And it's beautiful. So I believe currently she's a 4-star golden circle. She's on her way to, 12-star platinum for sure. There's no stopping it. I always learn from her. She's very humble, but once she grabs onto something, she runs with it and obediently does it. And so it's really my honor to bring on this morning Casey Plouffe, who is truly just rocking it. Casey, are you there?
I'm here, Lenny. How are you this morning?
Hey, great. Good to hear you.
You too, you too. So thank you so much for the awesome introduction as always. And I feel so blessed to be able to be here. And I just want to start out today just by reading a little something. A lot of times, you know, I keep some books around that have just happy messages. And this one is Don Miguel Ruiz, and I just absolutely love him. But it's just a little excerpt, and it says, "Living on the island of safety is being stuck in a destructive habit and addiction or cycle that feels so natural and so comfortable. When you step into the sea of creation, you begin to feel the discomfort. Your ego does its best to take hold of you and pull you back to the island. Allow the uncomfortable feelings to rise and fall like the waves instead of allowing them to crash upon you. Ride them to the point of creation and find your heaven." So, I mean, that can apply to any area of our life that we're trying to grow. And, you know, I think back to T. Harv Eker when I was reading his book, The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, which is just phenomenal, where he talked about your wealth zone equals your comfort zone. And, you know, then I started thinking my personal growth equals my comfort zone, and every kind of area equals my comfort zone. So whenever I can step out of that comfort zone and grow it, and get uncomfortable, like, then the area that I'm trying to improve is just going to expand and expand the more uncomfortable I get. And then finally, you're not even uncomfortable anymore, so your zone's just huge. So then you got to do more to get uncomfortable again. And so, you know, Donna, you started out talking about, you know, just leadership and everything. And then, Lenny, you know, you touched on just a team of unity, and together we do more. And so, you know, I've really been working on myself, and, you know, I started asking myself questions, and Lenny, you've just taught me so brilliantly how to get really good at asking myself questions, and if I can get good at asking myself questions, I can help, you know, others ask themselves questions. And that's really what it's all about, is tapping in to, you know, who your team and their questions for themselves. And so I was thinking, am I doing what I'm asking my team to be doing? Am I doing those things that I'm asking of my team? And then I started thinking about the kind of qualities, you know, in people that I'm partnering with, because these people, I mean, they become like your family. I mean, these are people that, you know, you're working with all the time that you just really get to know, because in the beginning, and I love what Susan Sly says, she's like, if they had a heartbeat, I would sign them up. And that's where I was for a little while, too. You know, I just wanted to enroll people and, you know, grow, but now it's turned into so much more than that. And so moral inventory about, am I doing what I'm asking other people to do? And Lenny, you always say leaders go first. And so the qualities that I have down, and so, you know, maybe that you guys just, if you're not driving or something, just start thinking about qualities that you want to attract into your business, because, you know, the action, it's imperative, but really the key is totally the attraction. And as we do the things that we're wanting people to come into our business and to do so that we can grow, we're going to attract those people, even if we don't have them yet. But as we start growing ourselves and getting uncomfortable and doing things, then that's really going to happen. But some of the key things that, you know, I look for when I'm bringing somebody into my business now, or coaching people that are maybe already in and they're ready to rock and roll, is, you know, are they authentic? Are they kind?
Are they someone who gets outside of the box? Are they someone who's willing to get uncomfortable? Are they someone that's going to attend events? You know, or is it someone that doesn't need me to hold their hand, that they're ready to, like, you know, take a step, you know, just have me guide them, but not, you know, having to call them all the time and remind them and get me the, you know, where's your list? Are you ready to do this? You know, do they do 30 minutes of personal growth a day? Are they plugging into one training a day? You know, are they funny? Are they lighthearted? Are they drama-free? Are they willing to unlearn their current paradigm and expand their growth into a new paradigm of abundance and just new great things? Are they someone that's willing to talk to strangers? Are they willing to learn social media and throw their hands up with all this technology that's coming out with all the certain things? Are they going to commit to autoship? I've had people tell me in the past that they want this business, and I get in and look to see kind of what's going on in their organization. They're not even on autoship, right? How on earth are we going to bring people into our business to grow if we're not even staying on autoship, right? Is it someone that doesn't gossip? You know, is it someone that's going to hold launch parties? You know, attend the local events. You know, not even, it can be, you know, sometimes challenging to get people to go to, you know, far away events, but then I've even had some people where it's, you know, an excuse they can't even come to a local event. So for me, a leader, you know, 100% be a local event. Are they willing to invest the time and resources into growing their personally enrolled team and so on and down so in their downline? Are they someone who's willing to read? You know, are they someone who's willing to go out and get a program, like a John Ashraf program, or, you know, but again, just willing to get uncomfortable and just ride that wave of creation? And, you know, and last week, you know, Lenny, when we closed out the call, you put out a challenge about, you know, getting people to celebrations. So, you know, I started thinking, yeah, I'm always telling people, get your people to events. You know, and I definitely do that. But, you know, man, I got on the phone. I started going. I got three people who weren't even going. We're sleeping on the floor in hotel's room. I mean, you know, put out that challenge. Absolutely, because that's what I want my people to be doing. I want my people to be getting extra hotel rooms and putting people on the floor and everything. So, of course, I have to do that thing. And guess what? That trickled over, and now I have other people that then did that same thing after I did it. And so now we have, like, six more people going to celebration, you know, that wasn't even planned. So, I mean, that's just so awesome. So just really that moral inventory, because as we look inside ourselves and we start doing the things that, because all of those things that I said, I mean, those things really do have to start taking place in your organization to grow it. Those things started taking in place in my organization, and that's why it is growing, and I went from, you know, not many cycles to a lot more cycles, because all those things are really taking place in my leaders and in my team, and it started with me. Leaders go first. I love how you say that, Lenny, and it is, you know, so just look at yourself, write down, you know, organization is something that I am a recovering, non-organized person. I am in the process of becoming organized and having systems. I, you know, like I said, just professional winging was kind of my thing for a while in the past, but, you know, not anymore. It really does, you know, systems, they really do have a place and everything. And so if I'm trying to bring in those people, I have to be that person, you know. And I love what Eric Worre says, too. Oh, my goodness, I love this. The one with the marker makes all the money. And so when I heard that, boy, you bet I started doing presentations, getting a whiteboard, drawing it out, that comp plan, man, absolutely. You know, or we can't ask people to go to Isagenix basic training, you know, the isagenixbusiness.com and go through all the steps, you know, the new steps, if we haven't done it, right? So whatever we're asking of our team, and this is just, I mean, this is just across the board in life, you know, whatever we're talking about, be it Isagenix or not, but whatever we're asking others to do, are we doing it? And so that's just really my message for today.
My gosh, I love your message today.
Yeah.
I was thinking while you were talking, I was writing down some notes, and I was thinking about this question, you know, along those lines of asking ourselves questions. Let's all ask our own selves the following question based on what Casey just taught. Here's my question. How excited would I be? So that's your question. You say that, right? How excited would I be to enroll, wait for it, me? Like, how excited would I be to enroll me in my downline, on my team? And, you know, that question may be different for, you know, the answer might come differently, but I challenge you to get really excited about the answer to that. because Casey was just telling us all these attributes and characteristics of people that we're looking for. And if we're not those things, I'm not saying it's impossible to attract someone that you're not, but it makes a lot more sense, and I think that the universe loves speed, and the way the universe loves speed is to like attracts like. So if we're willing to listen to the podcast, if we're willing to get on the call, if I'm willing to sleep on the floor in a hotel room, if I'm willing to be humble and open and figure out how to write with one of those big thick markers on a chalkboard or on a easel with paper or whatever. Gosh, thank you for this message, Casey. This is really resonating, I know, with everyone.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was thinking too, and, you know, all those things are great. And if you can just find this one quality in someone, desire, I think that all those other things can develop, a desire for a better life, right? Because if somebody has desire, you know, like how we always say, the how doesn't matter, those things will just start coming up. Because that desire, that's like, that desire is just so powerful. So that's just, I love that quality too. Somebody just has a burning desire, like Lynn Hagedorn says, to just change and just, you know, how much your burning desire.
Oh, I love it. You know, I love what's coming as we get ready to close. I want you to be thinking about the specific challenge for today for everybody listening. But, you know, I oftentimes hear, you know, every master was once a disaster. Or I hear things like, you know, you only see the glory. You don't know about the story. And to me, it's that messy part. It's the mess that we think we're in. That's just simply a message to our soul that we need to make like a tiny little course correction. It's the story that's the yummy part. It's not even, you know, think when you say every master was once a disaster, well, no, we're all masterpieces. We're just in different stages of the masterpiece. So there's not like a disaster piece. Maybe all the pieces like go together to make us who we are, but we're that right now. Like the other day I thought about this. I thought that, you know, I'm 51 and I own that I'm 51. I love that I am. And I've been waiting 51 years to show up. Like the most important person in the whole world showed up recently inside me. It's always been there, but I was ready to like let him out. And so, you know, I think that let's start with the steps that we can take today and do those things and be that person. Yes, Kathy Coover teaches clearly. The speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. And so how fast is your pack running? You know, and because they're not going to pass you normally. Now, that's the weird thing in isogenics. It's possible for it to ignorantly happen. I've watched it. I've watched people make millions and not totally get what's happening. And that is such a blessing that it's possible. But if we take it into our own hands and run with it, oh, my goodness, what the speed at which it can happen. So, Casey, what's the message? What's the challenge? What question should we be asking as we go on this Thursday that can change everything?
I think, Lenny, just to go, you know, roll off of the question you just asked, how excited would I be to enroll me? And so 100%, do a moral inventory on yourself. You know, really just sit down and get completely honest with yourself and ask yourself, am I doing the things that I'm asking the people in my organization to do so that I can flourish? And then start writing down what it is, what qualities that you desire in leaders and people to come into your organization. So write down the qualities of leaders that you want, and then ask yourself if you have those qualities, and if not, awesome, because you can start developing them, and, you know, to transform your life is just, it's powerful, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you for sharing and blessing us with what's going on for you and the massive success you and your team are having, and as we all build to celebration, let's continue to know that there are absolutely people in your circle. They just might be outside of your circle of influence, but they're in someone else's circle of influence. And so if you just start asking more and more questions, I just have this feeling that more and more people are going to show up because you found them and invited them to celebration. The bigger the event, the bigger the chance to build your belief. If events build belief, which I believe is true, this could be the, and this is going to be the biggest event in the history of the world, as far as Isagenix is concerned. And so it has the opportunity to build the highest level of belief in all seven areas. That's pretty significant. So I love the question. I love the challenge. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Casey. Let's unmute the lines. Let's take on our 1, 2, 3 Isagenix and take on our thriving Thursday and see what's out there for us. So thanks again, everybody. Here we go. Okay, we're live. Let's do this. 1, 2, 3
Isagenix.
Isagenix. Thank you.
Thank you.